How would you say I have prepared in Spanish?
He preparado. He preparado.
How about I have visited?
He visitado. He visitado.
He has prepared.
Ha preparado. Ha preparado.
Now, in Spanish, just as in English, you're not always going to want to use the same tense when you're talking about the past. For instance, in English, sometimes you're going to want to say, I have prepared, but other times you're going to want to say, I prepared. So you may say something like, I prepared it this morning. Or other times you might want to say, I have prepared this sort of thing before. But you'll switch between these tenses in English, just as you will in Spanish. So far we've learnt for the past tense, using have, so things like I have prepared, we have visited, we have eaten. But we haven't yet looked at how to say things simply like I prepared or I visited without using have. So you can use both tenses in English. You can use a sort of past tense with have or talking about the past without have, and the same is possible in Spanish. And to use this other way of talking about the past is very easy in Spanish. We can start by taking a word, again, like preparation. We've already used these words a lot, these words ending in ION, and they're very useful. And what we're going to do with this word ending in ION is, once more, we're going to cut the ation from the end of preparation. And in its place, we're going to add what I like to call the cafe e. This is the e that's on the end of the word cafe in English. And this cafe e is pronounced in the same way it is in English. So we say cafe, we don't say cafe. So that e on the end has a sort of an a sound in cafe. So we're going to use this cafe e and we are going to add it onto what is left after we've cut the ation from preparation. So, once the ation is cut off preparation, we're left with P-R-E-P-A-R, a sort of prepar, and we're going to add the cafe e onto the end of that. How do you think what you would pronounce that word we're left with, so the prepar with the cafe e on the end?
Preparé. Preparé.
In Spanish, that means I prepared. So again, let's try I have prepared.
He preparado. He preparado.
So that's the tense we've explored a lot. But if you don't want to say it with have, if instead of I have prepared, you want to simply say I prepared, again, cut the ation from the end of preparation, and in its place add that cafe e. So again, how would you say I prepared?
Preparé. Preparé.
It may be confusing suddenly needing to change between these tenses, but we're going to have quite a bit of practice with them. How would you say, again, using the past tense with have, I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café. He preparado el café.
Now let's go back to the past tense without have. Again, cut off the ation from the end of preparation and in its place add a cafe e. How would you say I prepared the coffee? No have.
Preparé el café. Preparé el café.
Let's take the word decoration now. Cut off the ation and in its place add a cafe e. This will give you I decorated. How would you say I decorated the house?
Decoré la casa. Decoré la casa.
And now let's go back to the past tense with have. I have decorated the house.
He decorado la casa. He decorado la casa.
But I decorated the house.
Decoré la casa. Decoré la casa.
Let's take invitation. Again, let's start with what we're very familiar with. How would you say, I have invited?
He invitado. He invitado.
But now the past tense without have, again, cut off the ation and in its place add a cafe e.
Invité. Invité.
How would you say I invited Paul? Literally, I invited to Paul.
Invité a Paul. Invité a Paul.
How would you say I reserved?
Reservé. Reservé.
How about I reserved a table?
Reservé una mesa. Reservé una mesa.
Make it negative so that it becomes I didn't reserve a table.
No reservé una mesa. No reservé una mesa.
And how would you say I decorated the house?
Decoré la casa. Decoré la casa.
I invited Paul.
Invité a Paul. Invité a Paul.
Finally, simply, I prepared on its own.
Preparé. Preparé.
To say you prepared or he prepared or she prepared, you do exactly the same thing as you did when you made I prepared. You cut off the ation from the end of preparation, but this time, instead of adding a cafe e on the end, you add an o instead. So it's exactly the same, but instead of adding a cafe e, you add an o. Let's try first again, one more time. What was I prepared?
Preparé. Preparé.
Now, instead of ending in that cafe E, it is instead going to end with an O. So how would you say he prepared?
Preparó. Preparó.
She prepared.
Preparó. Preparó.
She prepared the coffee.
Preparó el café. Preparó el café.
How would you say you prepared?
Preparó. Preparó.
How about you decorated?
Decoró. Decoró.
You decorated the house.
Decoró la casa. Decoró la casa.
You invited Paul.
Invitó a Paul. Invitó a Paul.
Again, keep in mind that you're just cutting off the ation. For instance, for invitation, you're cutting off the ation and adding an O in its place. How would you say she invited Paul?
Invitó a Paul. Invitó a Paul.
She reserved a table.
Reservó una mesa. Reservó una mesa.
So again, for this past tense without have, obviously you don't need the word have for it because you're simply saying she reserved a table. Of course, if you want to say she has reserved a table, that's different. How would you say that? She has reserved a table.
Ha reservado una mesa. Ha reservado una mesa.
And now simply, she reserved a table.
Reservó una mesa. Reservó una mesa.